Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2024, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so that their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly is the founder of Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel and Speakers Playhouse, as well as the creator of the Voices of Women Summit. She has another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Kimberly.
Well, hello, folks. We are back. And this time I have Erin Hurley, MD, with us. She is a delight and a half. You're going to love her to pieces. She's going to be talking about promoting wellness and getting out of burnout. Welcome to the program, Erin.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here and celebrate International Women's Day with you. And just so grateful for this opportunity to share some things that might help wellness for not only women, but men who might be struggling, especially professionals, business owners, and the like.
Awesome. Well, we do have some men in the audience. We're delighted to have them with us. So absolutely everybody can benefit this, young and old, men and women. This is going to be really powerful. All right. So we're going to get into this, but before we do, tell us how you became an expert in this particular area.
Mm-hmm. Well, it came from really struggling as a professional. I was a leader in medicine for most of my 25-year career. And if you looked at me on the outside, I looked like I was really successful and had it all together. Mm-hmm. But on the inside, I was often struggling, and not everybody could see that. And what happened was 20 years into my medical career, I had a breakthrough and I decided to try and change the course. I actually changed the course of my career looking for different outcomes, but I brought the same habits with me. And it wasn't until I started working with a regular coach and mentor that helped me get stuck out of a rut that I had been in for over 20 years. And then I was breaking 20 plus year habits in 6 weeks. 8 weeks. It was incredible. Just this rocket fuel that was behind the trajectory of my change. And what I thought was, well, if my coach and mentor can help me with those changes, what if I became a coach and mentor to others, and then I could help them find the same changes that I had found? And really, again, being stuck for 20 years and in 6 weeks breaking a habit was incredible. And so then I became not only a practicing physician, but I also became a coach and began coaching and mentoring other physicians, other people in healthcare. And then I pivoted a year and a half ago. I thought, you know what? There's so many women and physicians and healthcare providers struggling with burnout. And I thought I can do more good by helping provide them tools and wellness and self-care, setting boundaries, learning how to do their work to get different outcomes and preserve some of that time and energy for themselves and their family. And I decided to retire from medicine and put all of my energy into helping people fast track so that they could get to where I was and not wait 20 years into their career.
Well, I think that's, if you all are resonating with this and you're like, ooh, that was me, and I have experienced that, please let us know in a chat because I personally have experienced that as well. I know that sometimes we feel like we're on the right track and we're going along and going along, and then they're like, wait, where did my life go? Like, how did that happen? Right. So I love that you're doing this and I love that you shifted. So now you are a coach, although you are still an MD. Are you practicing in medicine still, or are you full-time as a coach at this point?
Yeah, full-time as a coach. I retired in October of 2022. And I began, first I focused just on individuals in healthcare, but I realized that the culture in healthcare is very, figure it out yourself. Don't ask for help. And many, many medical cultures aren't ready for what I have to offer. And so now I've expanded and I'll actually be working with three other professional women on a podcast called Successful But Struggling, which is not just aimed at healthcare providers, although two of us on the podcast panel are physicians. And now I'm coaching college students, personal trainers, different individuals, people who run nonprofits, and recognizing that so many people, whether they're running a nonprofit, whether they have their own business, maybe they own their own medical practice or they're a practicing healthcare provider, an attorney, they say, oh, well, we struggle with those same things too. Teachers, stay-at-home moms. And so I've really expanded and have been sharing my message with other individuals and finding how much it resonates with so many people. And when I started coaching other people, I thought, oh, those things that I thought were me problems, they're us problems. We just don't always talk about it. And so I love being able to provide a safe environment, whether it's group coaching, wellness retreats, one-on-one conversations, where we can talk about those things that we usually keep closed in and we don't want to share because we want people to see our success.
Perfect.
But actually,
fine. We're good.
Oh, that fine word. Don't get me started on that word, that F word. And, but then we give a safe environment to talk about those things and they go, oh, I'm not alone. I'm not broken. Oh, and there's things that I can do to help strengthen my weaknesses and where I can take those things that I'm strong in and make them even more powerful. And we can't start that if we don't have conversations about the tough stuff.
I like that. And being okay with that there is tough stuff because we're all human and experiencing different emotions along the way. I'm interested in what you think the balance is between wellness and burnout. Like, can you be well and not burned out? Can you be well and burned out? Can you be burned out? And I don't know, like what are the combinations there? I know, is it always like, if you're burned out, you're never going to be well, or can you be well and burned out at the same time?
Well, and I don't think the burnout doesn't resonate with everyone. For me, I never considered myself a burned out physician, but what I knew is that I was overwhelmed and exhausted most of the time, running a family with three children, being married, helping, you know, volunteering at nonprofits, being a leader and a medical director at organizations. And I was just exhausted and overwhelmed the majority of the time. So if I was on vacation, if I unplugged, those kind of times where even then it took some time to decompress and you just get used to running on adrenaline. And it actually took a lot of work to help me figure out how to slow down, how to pour into that parasympathetic, the calming nervous system, and not just rely on, I call it running on caffeine and cortisol, where you just keep going until you collapse. And so now I can recognize, oh, I'm starting to get a little anxious or a little overwhelmed. It's time to settle down so that I can still get a lot of things done, but I can do it in a much healthier manner. And I'm a breast cancer survivor. And I was like, you know what? I was really stressed out and I didn't do things to prevent the stress from impacting my life in that way. And now I tell myself, like, what are the things I can do for my wellness? Still get a lot of things done, but do it in a more balanced manner where I'm paying attention to having a successful career, but also being successful in my sustainability and my health and my own wellness and my relationships, not just at work, but at home with my spouse, with my children, my extended family, and my girlfriends. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, if you resonate with this, or if you know that you have been, maybe you don't feel that it's burned out, but if you feel that you've been in overwhelm, stress, that it takes you a while to decompress, even when you're on vacation, put "that's me" in the chat box. And I think most of us have felt that at some point in our careers. And then we just need to learn what it is that we can do to avoid that sort of crash and burn afterwards, right? Because that overwhelm and that stress and that addiction, what did you call it? Adrenaline addiction? Is that what you said?
Well, cortisol and caffeine, right? Like you just keep going and you might force yourself to do things because you're saying yes to everything. And one of the things I learned about was I used to think boundaries were a weakness. And when I started working with my coach, she taught me that boundaries can be seen as a strength. And now I embrace boundaries and I coach others, because you can't have healthy sustainability without healthy boundaries. And as a woman, as a parent, as a physician, as a caretaker, we always want to be helping everyone else. And guess who's last in line to get that help? Ourselves.
Yeah.
And yet, if we're always pouring from an empty cup, we're not role modeling, number one, about doing it in a healthier manner. What if we could all fill our cup so full that it's overflowing instead of running on fumes and just having barely anything to give because we have nothing left?
It's a really good point. If you don't have anything left, you're pouring from an empty cup, which is doing nobody any help at all. And self-care, I've actually heard from one of the other coaches, self-care is actually not doing self-care is a form of being selfish, because then you don't show up in the best way for your other people. Is that, do you subscribe to that theory at all?
I do. And I think as much as my patients loved me, as much as I was
Right.
promoted at each of the places that I worked, as much as I served and gave to philanthropies and thought I was giving to my family and my children, when I didn't hardly hang out with girlfriends for 20 years because I was too busy. And
Yeah.
when I wasn't getting a good night's sleep, this is a physician, if you can believe this, my mother, who worried about me dearly, and she said, "Please get some rest." And you know what I told her? "Mom, I'll sleep when I'm dead." And now I think, like, I just
Oh,
cringe when I think, I
but
can't
Charles
believe
said
those
she's
words.
not wrong,
Yeah,
right?
I can't believe those
But
words
she's
came
not
out of my
wrong.
mouth. And
Yeah.
now I recognize sleep is so vital. We have to sleep in order to be ourselves. So when I look back on my career, as amazing as I was and as much as I served, I think, I wonder what level I could have achieved
All
had I been
right.
taking care of myself much better. How much better could I have served my patients? I know I could have served my family better, but I didn't recognize in medicine we unlearn boundaries. We're taught boundaries. You might have to go all day without eating, using the restroom, sleeping 24, 36-hour shifts. So you're just learning in that culture. And one of my hopes is that we can make different careers more healthy and sustainable instead of just kind of a churn and burn environment where it's like, with medicine, it was like, well, this is the work you have to do. It doesn't
Right.
matter what your self-care is, what your relationships are. You just have to get it done. And I think, like, how are healers supposed to heal others when they're so damaged and working in such a broken system? And so one of my passions is hoping to help make a positive impact and teaching people we don't have to do it that same outdated way, especially after all that we've gone through over the last several years.
Definitely get that. So I actually have a technical question for you as an MD. I know that they work 12 or 14 or 24-hour shifts sometimes, and in the ER, and I'm thinking that cannot be good for the person who's coming in with a gunshot wound at hour 22, right? Like it cannot be good for those people. So how does that actually, what's the methodology behind that when doctors are the ones who know the science behind it? Why would they create something that would like hit these same walls?
That's a bit of a loaded question. I know
Oh, sorry.
some of
I
it
didn't mean
is
to put you
some
on the spot.
no. Some of it's ego. And what I can remember when I was in my 20s and my pediatric residency, and I was convinced that I did my best spinal taps or lumbar punctures at 2 and 3 in the morning. So if a perfect one was considered, you had 0 red blood cells in the spinal fluid. And I was like, I nail these at 2 and 3 in the morning, recognizing when you're sleep deprived, it's kind of like you've been drinking alcohol. You have no idea, but you don't know any other way because people aren't role modeling another way. And I think too that think about how information has just exponentially increased. Same thing has happened in medicine. And so our brains haven't and our bodies haven't adapted so quickly. And so my hope is that we can start finding different ways of doing the shifts where the patients can get excellent care and at the same time the physicians can treat themselves like a person and not a robot, which is sometimes how it feels. We're supposed to be acting and how we're treated, but we aren't robots, we're human beings. And again, it's not unique just to the medical fields. If you look at,
Oh, right.
attorneys
No.
and finances and IT, so many careers are so driven. And then you look back and you go, oh, where did that 20 years go? It's like that
Good
movie
point.
Click, where you fast forward through all the, you miss all those little things. And saying, if I can
Ooh.
just get to that next vacation, that next raise, the next house, and then you miss the entire journey along the way. And that's where all the important things happen are in those little moments that if we're going at bullet train speed, we just fly right by and we don't see any of the details.
Well, everybody's agreeing with you. They've got so true in the chat box. She's not wrong. You actually had a question for our audience, I believe. Is that right?
Well, as I talk about three of the big things that I've found that professionals who might be successful but still struggling, there's three areas that I've really focused on to share with individuals. And I started this as a class to help healthcare providers with their charting, but I really find that the three different tenets or pillars resonate with everyone. And so the first one is how when we have the right mindset, things can happen. And if we have a fixed or closed mindset, right, that's how I was stuck in a rut. I had no personal growth for over 20 years. If I was reading, it was a medical article. And then I had a breakthrough 20 years into my career and started working with a regular mentor and coach. And they helped me break out of my closed mindset and realize, oh, boundaries can be healthy. Let me think about that, challenging my fixed ways. And so just shifting my mindset from a more closed mindset to an open mindset helped me just make huge shifts and be able to solve decade-old problems in record time. And so if you find yourself stuck in a rut, I would challenge you to think, do I have a fixed mindset? Does it always have to be my way or the highway? You know? And I know when talking with my husband, who dealt with me thinking that way for a very long time, we had twins. And early on, we had 20 diapers to change. And he was very active, hands-on dad. And so he would say, you can tell me you need one of the kids' diapers changed. Just don't tell me how to change it. There are hundreds of ways to change a diaper, and yours is not necessarily the right one.
But we think it is, right? Like we're
We
kind of
do.
attached to our solution.
Yeah. And guess what? He might have had a better way of doing it. But if I wasn't open to hearing, if I'm just li not listening to what he's saying, but listening so I can counteract that and prove that my way is right, what would happen if we all became more open-minded, less fixed, and got curious? How would you change a diaper? How would you solve this problem? If you're a leader, get curious with the staff you supervise. What do you think are the biggest problems? Don't assume we know all the answers. And then we can learn from everyone and not think we have to come up with all those answers. And chances are we're going to have even better solutions. So
Isn't it
that's
funny that all the
mindset.
greatest minds in the world often talk about surround yourself? Don't be the smartest person in the room. Surround yourself with brilliance. And so many of entrepreneurs are like, I have all the answers. Do it this way. Or they're very rigid in wanting their solution to be the only way. But all the great minds out there are like, I want to surround myself with other people who have other really great ideas, so that it's not just me. So that we can have that mega mind, that mastermind, that concept.
And you're
Erin.
getting ahead of me because that's pillar number three, Kimberly, but we'll get there. Yeah, pillar number two is the clock. And I have been so just surprised when I look at how, my career was in medicine. So I looked at how medical practices were running, and then I read the research, and I've spent a lot of time reading books and reading the research to find out how we work the most efficiently and effectively. So one of the things I'd like to ask our audience is, if you're in the flow, getting some work done, a complex project, not just like folding laundry or something, but you're in a project, maybe you're working on your taxes and you get an interruption. I would love for you to put in the chat, how many minutes do you think it takes you to recover, to get back in the same flow as you were before you had that interruption?
All right,
How
audience
many
participation
minutes?
time. How many minutes do you think it takes? Say it one more time.
How many, if you're in the flow, say working on a complex project like your taxes,
Okay.
and you're in the flow and you get an interruption, your phone goes off, your staff knock on the door and interrupt you. How many minutes does it take you to return to that same state of flow you were in before the interruption?
All right, so you think of the interruption, then you go right back to work, blah, blah, blah. Okay, Tiffany says, I know it takes 64 seconds to get over a distraction. How much longer to get back into the flow? Oh my, I can't even imagine. Wendy is guessing at 30 minutes. Jill says, I already know the answer because I've read the studies.
Yeah.
All right, so people are hesitating to answer because they don't want to get a wrong answer.
Okay.
I love all of you women and men, but it's okay to have a wrong answer. Play with us.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dr. Jill says it's exactly 23 minutes. Good guess. I don't know if that's true or not.
All
Anybody else
right.
want to contribute an answer? We have 25 people in this room and three answers on the board, but that's okay.
Okay.
We can do it.
That's okay. It's surprising when I have queried mostly healthcare providers about how long. They're guessing 3 to 5 minutes, 1 to 2 minutes, 5 to 8 minutes. And Dr. Jill, you're right. 23, and some studies even say 25 minutes to get back to that state of flow. So when you ask
Wow.
yourself, if I could do one thing in my workday to save me hours throughout the week, and think of how many full days and weeks you'd get back over the year. If you could decrease the number of interruptions so that when you're in flow state, and sometimes that means you not interrupting yourself with, beeps on your phone and taking calls and doing messages, thinking you're multitasking when you're just toggling back and forth, which is a huge energy drain. But what if you could minimize your interruptions? And I know one woman that I coached, she was a busy healthcare provider. She went to zero interruptions in her day, and her staff started waiting for her to come to them. Can you imagine how many hours we saved her by her
Huge.
learning that one thing? So I would challenge you, if you're going to commit to one thing to save yourself hours in your week, limit the number of interruptions. And
That's a
so
great,
now, yeah.
that's a really great, it's not just a trick, it's like just a scientific fact. I love this. All
Yeah.
right. You have a free gift for our audience. It
Yeah.
is really powerful. This is an invitation to two full focus planner work along sessions in March. And it's also the printable worksheets to go along with that. So tell us what a work along section is.
Yeah. Well, so this is where we talk about support. So the third thing I was going to share is about support. So I shared how I was stuck in a rut for 20 years in my medical career, and then what got me unstuck was I hired a coach. Some people might call that a mentor, but they were dedicated to me because I paid them for the service and I met with them weekly. And
Okay.
6 weeks in, again, breaking 20-year-long habits. So this is where we ask for support. So sometimes we ask for support from ourselves. We might ask for support from our family, from our staff. And sometimes it's helpful to get an outside expert in. So what I would like to do, one of the things I found is that so many professionals struggle to balance their personal and professional life. They struggle to, manage their self-care and their work. And so this system that I teach now helps us find that balance, helps us to prioritize the big projects in our lives so we don't get stuck doing the busy work. And then we're like, how did I not get that big project done? So this is a system that I've found very helpful for professionals. I've had great feedback. It helps us keep track of things, not lose appointments. And so what I do a couple Sundays a month is I invite you into my private Zoom room along with a few other folks, and I actually share with you. We reflect on our prior week, we plan our next week, we learn, and each week gets better and better. So this is inviting you into my little personal routine. And then if you need more support than that, then if you're in the VIP group, that's when you get the bigger support. But this is a system that can help very busy professionals get more done and spend less time and energy and bringing balance back to your life.
This is valuable. You're getting the worksheets, plus you're going to be able to join her for the work along sessions. She's got this at a $97 value, but I think it'd be way more valuable than that to be able to work with an MD for these sessions and get the worksheets from her directly. Very powerful stuff. Now, for our VIPs, you guys are crazy if you have not upgraded to VIP already. I just have good news for the VIPs. You're getting a voucher for a full focus planner training session, and you have to use it in the next 90 days, but this is absolutely incredible. So, Dr. Aaron, talk to us about this.
Well, what I found is that a bunch of many professionals, including healthcare providers, were struggling with, again, balancing all of those things. And I realized that I was struggling with the same thing and I needed to level up my game. So I started using the program and I got certified as a full focus certified pro to teach the course. And I've used it on my one-on-one clients, my group clients, and have had fantastic success, especially with people who struggle with focus. Overcommitting and overwhelm, this is for you. And it will help you learn all of the details about goal setting and managing your weeks so that they're in alignment with your goals, managing your days so they're in alignment with your weekly goals. And it is just so phenomenal. It adds rocket fuel to, again, getting more successful with much less struggle.
Well, I think this is phenomenal. If you have not already upgraded to VIP, you're going to want to do it just for this. Our next speaker up is the amazing Deborah Greenhut. She also is a PhD. She's going to talk about how you can't do this alone. Three guerrilla survival techniques for rational family caregivers. She is all about caring for the caregiver. You're going to love her to pieces. But Aaron, this has been fantastic. Before we let you go, any final words for our audience?
Don't get stuck in a rut for 20 years like I did. Use your resources. As you said, surround yourself with the right people who are going to get you where you want to go. And if you're not getting there, just ask for help. Don't do it alone.
Ask for help. All right, words to live by. I know I polled the audience before and I said, who here really, really loves to help people, to serve, to like come from a serve mentality? And everybody put me. And then I said, awesome. How many people here love to ask for help? Love to just like raise their hand and ask. And everybody's like, nope, not me. And it's
And
so
yet we
true.
get there so much faster, right?
If
When
you
we,
ask
one
for
plus
help.
one doesn't equal two. One plus one can
Exactly.
equal five. Yeah, you can have
Right.
that exponential growth. But when you just have one, it's just one. Yeah, it's all about math.
I love it. All right. So if you haven't already grabbed this opportunity to be with Dr. Erin Hurley, I hope I'm saying that right, Erin Hurley, MD, you're gonna wanna grab it right now, get her gift, and we will see you all back for our next speaker up in 3 minutes. I'm Kimberly Crow. Have a great night. Cheers.
Wow, that was another amazing session. We hope you enjoyed it as well. If you haven't already upgraded to VIP, now is the time. Grab all the recordings of all of the talks and VIP gifts worth thousands of dollars. For any questions or concerns, please email our support line at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. We will be back in a few moments with our next amazing speaker.